Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
2023 alone was over $250,000.
And that's insane. Jonathan, man, thank you so much for coming down and, you know, doing this episode. You know, I've seen you do plenty of episodes in the past where I guess you've talked more on the success of Down for Sound and how it went from zero to what, maybe $20 million a year revenue. So again, you know, I just want to thank you for coming down, man. And I know you was very excited to come from Las Vegas and coming down to the swamps of Louisiana here.
That's right. Yeah, I appreciate you having me. Yeah, we were able to achieve getting close to 20 million. We hope to be able to reach that this year. Hit 18 million, but getting close. So that's what the next goal is. So hopefully we can reach that.
Right. So, you know, like I said, I see you've done plenty of success stories on episodes and things like that. So in this episode, I strictly want to kind of stick to credit a little bit. We're going to talk about success. But this is something that, you know, even I've listened and watched some of your podcasts in the past. But, you know, kind of sticking to credit, starting Down for Sound, did you use credit at all to grow your business from, let's just talk about the first million that you've made, starting from zero to that first million? Did you use credit at all?
Yeah, so I did not use credit. Like, the way that I was raised, I come from a small town in Mississippi, Greenville, Mississippi, to be exact, about 20,000 people. So it's not anything special. So that's why a lot of people, I guess, vibe with me, because most people that have big success stories, I think, come from, that you hear about, come from humble beginnings. So anyway, my dad always taught me, or told me, basically, like, if you can't afford to pay for something in cash, you don't need it.
Yep. Cash is king.
Right. don't get a credit card. They're evil. Like, just all these things that you hear so much coming up in a home that, where they don't really know, they don't know any better. Like, right. they're just passing down information that they may have gotten from their parents. And then most often become a product of our environment or our parents' teachings as we're coming up. So, and starting my business, I'm like, never going to have a credit card, never going to use credit. Like, that's the devil. Yep. So getting started, the way that I started Down for Sound was I had saved up like about $5,000, and then I used that. So I kind of funded my own start with saving up money.
Yep.
And then when, that's how I started it, but we'll get into the story, I guess, of how, like, my mindset changed over time when we continued to grow it.
Okay. So, growing up, you grew up in Greenville, Mississippi, you know, next to a pecan tree and a chicken shack, right?
Yeah.
So your parents, you've seen them not really use credit often, correct?
Yeah. Yeah. Credit's evil. Credit cards are evil. That's the whole mindset in my parents, especially my dad. My dad was a finance guy, like, taught people to, like, make money and save money and invest it. Like, so he had a good mindset in that way, but I learned things along the way that were better than what he was teaching.
Okay, so let's move forward a little bit. You know, your younger adult life, let's say early 20s, mid 20s, I guess. did your opinion on credit change? Maybe it was to buy a new vehicle, or maybe to buy your first home. You know, how did that affect you in your early 20s before Down for Sound?
Yeah, my first experience with credit and credit cards were not good. I was a typical consumer. Like, I used the credit card to, I wanted these wheels, like rims for my ride, like so bad. And I'm like, oh, I can get this. You know, credit cards are always sending you stuff in the mail, $5,000 or whatever. And like, oh man, I'll do that. So anyway, I end up charging these wheels on my credit card, and I'm like, oh, I'll pay back. I knew you needed to pay a little bit more than the minimum payment. I knew that, but I didn't know how much more or whatever. If my payment was, I don't know, $150, I was paying like $160 or something. Nothing.
Yeah.
I was like, oh yeah, I'll have it paid off in no time.
Yes.
So anyway, time's going on, and I'm making this basically minimum payment on the card. And on top of that, I had student loans as well, like from where I went to college. So I'm making basically minimum payments on everything, and years are just going by. I'm looking at the amount owed. I'm like, what the hell, man? Like, I'm paying all this money and it ain't budging. Like, what's going on? So that was my first experience with credit cards, was, and interest, was being on the wrong side of it. Like, that was a big thing for me. Eventually, like, when I had that kind of wake up call, I'm like, so this isn't working. This isn't adding up. Like, I'm paying all this money, but it's not moving. And then I'm like, okay, one day I'm like, I'm not buying any more stupid stuff. Like, all the money that I make, I'm paying off this credit card. Like, I'm paying this off, because every month that goes by, like, I'm just wasting so much money in interest. Like, I mean, because I'm on the wrong side of it.
Right.
So, that's what I did. I'm like, if I made $400 or whatever, and I was living with my parents, so like, that was a true failure to launch story, man. Like, I was just living with my parents, paycheck to paycheck, blowing my money on every stupid thing. But I changed my mindset right there, and I'm like, okay, if I was making $400 a week, I'm like, I started putting $300 a week towards the credit card, like, principal or whatever. So I'm like, let me get this thing knocked down. So anyway, it took a while, but like, I got that $5,000 like paid off. I'm like, man, this feels good. Like, because I knew every month, then I can't remember how much interest I was paying monthly at the time, but I'm like, I'm basically getting paid that now because I'm not paying it out. So I'm like, if I'm getting paid $100 a month because I'm paying my bills on time or paying it faster, I'm like, then it started clicking to me. I'm like, man, this makes sense. I'm on to something here. Yeah. So then I'm like, okay, I got this $30,000 in student loan debt. Like, I got to do it next. So anyway, I just kept doing the same thing, just started knocking it down, and like, and finally got it. Man, got that paid off, I'm like, man, just a big, big sigh of relief. So much weight off of you. Like, so it was a good realization that I finally had.
Right. And man, I see it every day owning a credit repair service, man. You know, being in debt, having bad credit, you know, you just have no idea how much stress that causes on, you know, someone's heart, you know, just being in debt, paying the minimum payment. You know, the only ones who's benefiting off that are the banks. You know, they want you to pay that $25 a month on $5,000. There's a reason why they send you that statement in the mail, or that online statement to your email, because they make money when you simply do not pay your bills on time.
For a lifetime, they want you to make the minimum payment because you're a funder of theirs for a lifetime. You're never going to pay that off, but like, they got you. Yeah. You're in that hamster wheel. Like, but it's a hamster wheel ginning them money every month. That's it.
One of my best experiences with credit cards is how I even started this credit repair. And you've heard the story many of times, but you know, for the ones that's out there who are listening or watching, you know, I started Sturgis Credit Repair when I was working at my local car dealership. I didn't really have, honestly, much to my name. And honestly, man, I just started applying for credit cards, which has nothing to do with business. I just apply for credit cards. Maybe it can help me get by on the weekends or something like that. And man, I always had perfect credit. I never missed payments on anything. I was never taught anything about credit. I just did the right thing. You know, I just never believed in not paying my bills on time. That just sounds scary. So anyway, I got approved for a credit card. I think it was the Capital One Saver or Saver One, whatever it was. And man, just by working a 9-to-5 job and having 700 credit scores, they gave me $30,000. And for somebody who's not used to having $30,000 in the palm of their hands within right here. That was a lot of money, man. I was balling with that credit card.
Yeah.
So long story short, it's crazy. I started applying for credit cards during a time where I was losing interest working at the car dealership just due to customers coming in wanting to buy a car. I would spend all day showing customers cars. They would, I was closing on a deal. They would sign up for a credit application, get denied because they don't have good credit. And I'm like, man, there's got to be a way to help these people out there. And I didn't know anything about credit repair back then. Honestly, I thought all those companies you see online are just scams and things like that. But I actually started practicing with some things that was on some of my family members' credit, some of my close friends' credit. And I kind of got my experience from, you know, doing that. And over the time, I started offering it to some of my customers. And, you know, I got 10 customers, you know, wanting me to help them improve their credit scores. And I'm like, man, screw this. I'm about to start a business. And then I started doing research on credit repair companies. And there's Lexington Law Firm that's out there that has like millions of clients enrolled every single month. And I went through all the stages of how to start a legit credit repair business just being funded by that Capital One credit card with $30,000. And it had 0% interest because I probably spent a good bit of thousands starting Sturgis Credit Repair that I didn't have the money for. But thank God that card had 0% for 18 months, I believe. And on top of that, I got 2-3% cash back and also like a $500 bonus if I spent a certain amount. But long story short, it has literally paid me to start Sturgis Credit Repair. It has 0% interest. I paid no interest. I wasn't in debt. I was able to pay those balances off in maybe the first 6 or 7 months in business. And I haven't looked back yet. So just from hearing my experience with credit cards, I know you had the little student loan or student debt issue. You kind of funded down for sound from zero to your first, you know, millions or whatever. When did things change to where you has transitioned to, I am going to use credit cards for every little business expense versus, you know, writing a check to this, you know, company here to buy inventory? You know, what has changed from writing checks or paying cash to using credit for everything?
Right. Yeah, it definitely, it was probably, I don't know, maybe my second or third full-time year. Like, I started down for sound, and, you know, you go through your growth stages, getting it started or whatever. But when I was doing it full-time, it probably was like my second year doing it full-time. I decided, like, okay, if I can pay for this stuff with a credit card, because I was paying it with a debit card or writing checks or whatever for these inventory purchases or anything business-wise, that's how I was paying for it. So, I started, like, I think I saw a friend of mine, Jacob Fuller, like, he owned Sundown Audio, but he was making purchases. I saw him posting about a Capital One Smart Card, and I'm like, but it's still in my head. I'm like, screw credit cards. Like, if you can't, you can't afford it, you don't need it, like, that type of thing. But I started looking into it more because I saw, like, the cash back thing. But some of my other friends, they were like, well, we have the Amex cards, and we like get all these points and this and that. And I'm like, okay, so I'm like, well, it seemed like a status thing to have an Amex. Like, so I'm like, okay, I'm gonna get an Amex first and like see if I can rack up some points. Yeah. But so anyway, I got an Amex, and they start you out with a small limit because I've never had a credit card before. So anyway, I get it, and but I tell myself, I'm like, the reason why I've been programmed to hate credit cards is because of the interest that people have to pay. It's insane amounts of interest, and people get stuck in this rat or hamster wheel of paying it off. And that's what I was. I remember when I had that $5,000 on the first one, and I couldn't pay it off. So I'm like, okay, I learned a lesson there. I don't want to do that again. How would I fix that? Like, okay, whatever I charge on it, I need to make sure before I charge it that I'm able to pay it off. So I think I had the gold Amex first, and this was strictly points based, like card, you, like different tiers get you different amounts of points per dollar or whatever. So anyway, I started like out small, $2,000 or $5,000, and like I was like, I would literally swipe it, and like the next day I would pay it off. Like I got into this routine of paying the card off. I was paying my card, and I did this for many, many years. Like, but that's how I started. I'm like, I would. Every night I would check to see if I could make a payment on my cards to make sure they were paid off.
Yeah.
Cause I didn't want to have any chance of me paying any interest.
Right.
The day that I paid off the first credit card and the student loans, I told myself, I was like, I will never pay somebody interest on these cards again. And I'm going to make them pay me all that money back and a shit ton more.
Right.
So that's what I told myself, and I didn't know how long it would take me to figure out how I was going to do this, but I made that I made that statement to myself to like do that sometime in the future. So anyway, I went through the points thing, but with me, the points, so with Amex, and I accumulated millions of points on this card. Like I grew it over time, and like they raised my limit or whatever because I kept paying it off. I'm like, okay, this guy's going to, like, I think they had a thing on Amex at the time where you could test a charge, like to see how much you could charge in like one swipe, because like people say, oh, I got an Amex, it doesn't have a limit. Like, you have a limit. Like, it's just...
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
What is the limit? So then they, at that time, I haven't used it in I still have them, but I haven't used them in a really long time. But anyway, you could go on there and you could type in an amount and see if it would let you swipe that. And I think the highest I got up to with that car was like 300,000 or whatever that I could do in one swipe.
Yep.
So pretty impressive. But anyway, I was accumulating all these points, and I would get these flyers in the mail. Hey, would you like to go on vacation? Or like, how do you want to spend your points? And I started looking, I'm like, I don't understand that. Like, how many points? It's like, do you want to charge it and then pay it off with the points? Or do you want to just use the points? With this, it's more, the points are more valuable if you pay the balance after, but you charge it. I'm like, this is freaking confusing, man. Like, so I started getting some sort of like complex. I didn't know if I was spending the points wisely or if I was actually paying more to use the points than if I just swiped it or whatever. So I'm like, okay, this is getting confusing. How do I get to a more understandable thing for me, this Mississippi guy? I just need meat and taters, you know?
Right.
Like, I need something that's easier to understand. So that's when I found out about the cash back thing.
Yeah.
And Amex at the time had a Plum card, which was 1.5% cash back, and like it's straight across the board.
Yeah.
You spend $100,000, you get $1,500
right
free. I'm like, hey, that's easy. Like, I know how to spend $1,500.
Go spend it anyway.
Yeah, I know how to spend $1,500. So that was my first cash back card, and that's how I transitioned into a regular card, into like doing cash back.
So, okay. Yeah. So honestly, it's probably have been a while since you probably picked up a debit card linked to your bank, right?
Oh yeah. So I read I read this book called Scam Me If You Can, and it's a guy that started fraudulent check things way back in the day. But anyway, he got a deal to help the FBI or the feds to become more educated on scams that are going on with checks or credit cards and all these things. And anyway, I read his book, and in one of the things it says, do not use a debit card for anything because you don't have any protection,
right?
Like, or very little protection in comparison to a credit card.
Exactly.
So ever since that day, my credit cards have been locked in my safe. Like,
okay.
My debit cards have been locked in my safe, and I just use credit cards because if you don't authorize a charge, you just call them like, hey, I didn't do this. Okay, here's your money back.
The bank's money, not yours, you know, and that's, you literally read my mind of where I was going with this because I use credit cards for everything, especially if I travel out of the country, you know, something happens, you know, there's no type of, you know, issues if you go to dispute something. It's an instant dispute versus you use your debit card and it's like, look, we can see. Yeah, we can see if we can get your money back. Another thing, there's usually no foreign transaction fees with credit cards. So if you go to Mexico or you go to Bahamas and swipe your credit cards, usually there's no fees. But if you do it with a debit card, you're going to get charged fees. So I literally use my credit cards for everything. I guess since we're talking about that, what do you say to the people that, you know, I guess they hear your success stories on how much cash back you made and they're like, oh, well, he had to spend such and such amount of dollars. It kind of aggravates me when I hear that because it's like, man, anybody can get that cash back. Mm-hmm. You know, how do you feel when, you know, you post something, you've gotten, you know, such and such thousands of dollars of cash back and someone's like, oh, well, look how much you had to spend.
Right. Yeah. It's, I mean, I always try to see other people's points of view because I, again, come from a really small town and you can be really small minded. Like you can't see the bigger picture a lot of times. And even if somebody's trying to like spoon feed it to you, it's easy to just be defensive on what you know, like, or what you think you know, and you can be really opinionated on that. So I get it. I understand. Yeah. I understand why people are like, oh, must be nice. Like you, like, I'll just throw it out there. Since I started getting cash back, like I'm approaching almost $1 million in cash back, like that I've accumulated over all these years of doing this, which is insane because if you think about it, if I would have stuck with what my dad said, all those years ago, and like, I'm never going to use a credit card.
Cut this thing up.
$1 million, almost $1 million. Well, it'll eventually be $1 million that I would have just like left on the table basically because I was stuck in old ways at the time. So anyway, I understand people saying that, but what I tell them is you have to start somewhere. Like if you're, and I tell people that are, they're like, am I the right candidate for a credit card? What I usually tell them is if you're paying for everything with a debit card or a check, you're paying it, you have the ability to pay it anyway.
Right.
So if you just have to make sure that you keep that consistency and you stay consistent in doing that, because obviously if you don't, you're going to get hit with an insane amount of interest. So it's like it's a second motivator.
Right.
Like, okay, I'm going to be paying it off anyway because I'm used to paying it in full with a debit card or check or whatever anyway. So if you don't have the money, you can't buy it anyway.
Right.
So you're kind of already programmed. You're doing the right thing. But you also have a second motivator of like, hey, if you don't do the right thing, you're going to get hit with this crazy amount of interest.
Yeah.
So that's like an added benefit or motivator to like do the right thing. So that's what I tell people. If you're already paying for stuff, like stay consistent on that, but go get a credit card to pay it and just pay it off. Because again, like if you're going to pay it with a check, it was going to come out of your account that day anyway. So the next day, pay your credit card off in full. I may have been like a little obsessive about paying it, but I'm like, I always wanted to make sure. Again, I told myself, I'm like, I don't make these people pay me my money back, and I don't pay me a lot more too.
Right.
So that's how I did that. So just make sure you're diligent on paying your like your card or what you owe anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Then go get a credit card. Some people like points, and it works great for some people, or Sky Miles or whatever. So get whatever one fits you best, like mine, because I'm a really simple type of dude. I just like cash back. So I really look for the I just look for the cash back opportunities and like who can give me more cash back. And like, so that always equates to like what I do.
Exactly. All right. So you're making a extra 0.62% cash back on your cards currently. As of 2023, I'm just curious, how much did you earn in cash back?
Just in 2023 alone was over $250,000.
That's insane.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, that's a lot of money, man. If I were to make that free money, you know, mm-hmm. tax-free money at that, man, that is so easy to reinvest so much of your business profits back into Down for Sound to where you can almost just live off of the cash back expenses, you know. I don't know exactly, you know, how you operate income and things like that. I've definitely seen over the past, you know, few times you've cashed out your cash back. You bought your mom a new SUV, your dad a brand new truck, your wife a brand new SUV. Mm-hmm. You're still driving around in your farm truck. But, man, those are some things that just make people smile. You also bought your sister a Jeep recently for, what, Christmas, I believe.
Yep.
You know, is that something that you enjoy doing, just, you know, seeing other people smile just from, you know, your success of earning some of the cash back that you make?
Oh, yeah. It's a very rewarding thing. Like, the further I get in business in general, like, the more that I can help other people and impact other people and bless them in whatever way it might end up being, it's really fulfilling for me to do so. So, yeah, to do all those things for my family members, giving them new vehicles or, like, whatever it might end up being. Like, it's really cool to see, because a lot of times these people, like, they wouldn't ever be able to do something like this or afford something like this, especially so easily. And I started off like in a really selfish mindset. Like, it was more of a me type of thing, and that, like, I was gonna run my business by myself. I wasn't ever gonna hire anybody. I was gonna do all the work. I wasn't gonna make any mistakes. And how naive of me to think like that way, but that's how I was. And I'm like, I can make a couple million dollars and I can retire and I'll be set. And right. I'm like, but I quickly found out that you can't go near as far alone as you can with a team of people. Like, and you need people if you want to keep growing your thing. Like, nobody's ever done anything great by themselves. You may do okay or good, but you're not going to do anything great or super big by yourself, because it takes a team of people to do stuff on a higher level.
Yeah.
So anyway, I started bringing on people, and then, like, the more we continue to grow, the more my blessings grew alongside it. So, yeah, it's really cool to be able to, like, get it. But initially, I was just getting the cash back to, like, to keep it for myself and, like, do whatever with it. But I'm like, man, I could easily bless my mom with a new Denali truck or whatever. And same thing with my dad, new Denali truck. Like, I just, and it was just a portion of the cash back.
Exactly.
I'm like, it's not hurting me at all. Like, because I'm not getting this money. I mean, I know it's coming, but I'm not pre-spending it on myself or anything. I'm like, so whenever I do cash it out, like, I just, like, do some, I mean, a lot of times I'll invest it back into the business or whatever. Yeah. But sometimes I'm like, oh, that's like, I know my mom would really like a new vehicle, or like my youngest sister, like, I had all of her teeth fixed. Like, it was $45,000. Like, wow, I just used it for that, life changing for her.
Yeah.
So, anyway, really fulfilling to be able to do that with money that would not have even existed if I never made the change to using a credit card, and getting cash back.
Man, I know for a fact that put smiles on people's faces, because I have a personal experience with you, you know, flying on a private jet for the first time. You know, I'm not sure which dollars was that, but I'm sure, you know, that could potentially have been from cashback. You know, that right there has, you know, made me up my goals in life to where I want to do that for a family member or a close friend or something like that, man. So
that's awesome.
Definitely keep on blessing people with cashback. You know, like I say, it's literally just a reward from you just being successful. So just want to appreciate you for that, and thank you for, you know, what you've done with family, friends, you know, me, myself. So moving along to the next topic, we talked about your experience with credit, you know, how you went from the bad part of credit to, you know, the smart way of things. We talked about how you use credit to put smiles on your friends' faces or your family faces. Let's talk about other people who impact you, your customers. So I don't know if you maybe have thought about this, but it is very important that they have good credit as well, because I'm pretty sure Just by looking at your website, you get a huge amount of finance orders. Now, I know it's hard to estimate that percentage because a lot of people are buying products on your website with a credit card. Clearly, they're probably financing that on a credit card. Right. But let's strictly just relate to the ones who are using Snap Finance, Akima, what's the other one? Klarna.
I don't even know all of them.
Firm, yeah, whatever the case is.
Yeah.
Have you sat down and seen how much of a percent of your sales are financed?
Oh, it's like 30 or 40%. It's big. Yeah, it's big. And the thing is, like, I mean, these places tend to have pretty high approval ratings. Like, almost if you have a job and, like, a phone number and a heartbeat, like, you get approved or whatever. But sometimes they don't. So that's when we, these, so, like, Chris was telling you guys, they, like, when he worked at the car dealership, like, he's like, how can I get more people, like, a higher approval or, like, more success on, like, the person's trying to get a car, but they can't because their credit sucks. Like, so, okay, if I help them up their credit score, that's a good thing. And then they get the vehicle that they want too. So it's a double win-win. So, anyway, so, like, we have people that, like, for whatever reason couldn't get approved. So we added a link to Chris's service on there to help them possibly be able to get their score up to where they can get this loan for the stuff that they're wanting. Some of them have, or most of them have, like, a, again, always read the fine print, like, do your homework. But some of them have, most of them have, like, a 90 or 100 day, like, same as cash type, or almost same as cash type of thing. It's just like a credit card with your introductory offers. Like,
you're not hard headed.
So, it can be a good thing as long as, just like credit cards can be a great thing if you utilize them correctly. The reason why a company, I've had people tell me this too. They're like, I can't believe the credit card companies don't cut you off, like, because they're not making any money off of you. They're making some money on like the transaction fees anyway, like on like the little percentages.
That's here how and they there. Pay you.
But the thing is, the people that use cards like the right way, like I do, is I would say less than 0.5%, like that use them to their disadvantage. Like everybody else is using them, paying 25% interest on them. Like, so why do they care about my little 2.6?
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
2%
right.
That they have to pay me on 10 million when they're making 25% on billions of dollars. Like, man. And people, like, so anyway, they don't care about me, like, or me telling people. They're like, yeah, keep telling people, because they also know that there will be a percentage of people that I tell, yeah, it's a good idea to have a credit card, but you have to stay consistent, diligent on your payments. There's going to be somebody out there that runs up a ton of debt and then they can't pay it. Like, so then they hit them with that 25% interest and all the work, even if they did it for say 2 years, they were doing good. They paid it off on time and everything like that. And then they got in over their head. And then like that 1 month, they got 20 grand on there and 25% interest hits them. They wipe off everything and all the good that they've done for years got wiped out, like, just like that, because they messed up. So again, you have to stay diligent and consistent. And that's why for so long I was paying mine off every single night, because I'm like, I'm not getting caught. Because at that level, when you have hundreds of thousands of dollars on a card and 25% interest ever hit.
Yeah.
Well, I'd have been sweating.
Man, you know, and let's talk about something that, let's see how to say this without being offensive, but, you know, a lot of us know who Dave Ramsey is, of course. You know, he's one of smart guy, very successful, clearly. Dave definitely has his own audience, people who use credit incorrectly or get in debt, you know, badly. And Dave has a great program or a course out there to teach people how to get out of debt, never use credit again, blah, blah, blah. Things that I disagree with Dave is, yes, teach people how to get out of that bad life, but also teach them how to use credit. Of course, he's not a credit guy. He's a debt guy. And yes, it is two different completely things, of course, but teach people how to use credit correctly versus just saying, hey, whatever credit card you have left after you pay it off, cut it up. Never use it again. I don't care. He literally had a episode on, I think it was YouTube. He took in a caller and the caller was a business owner. He was like, hey, I use my credit cards because it gives me travel points and I fly for free. He literally said, cut it up. It's literally pennies on the dollar. So how do you feel when you're spending $10 million a year on your card and Dave is steady just saying, cut it up. He don't care. It's just pennies. You know, I just feel like if you're using credit correctly, then that should benefit you, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. It's, I think I'm sure he knows it, but since it's his angle, like to be this way, like he's gonna double or triple down on that, so that's why he keeps repeating the same thing. And he doesn't want to, I don't know, him knowing his following and like what situation 99% of them are in, he's like, okay, it's better for them to fall on this side of it, get totally away from credit, than it is to like try to dabble in it and possibly get caught up again or whatever it is. So I'm sure that's his angle. But looking at my situation, again, like I would be almost $1 million, I don't know, poorer isn't the right word. Yeah. Or like I would have left almost $1 million on the table because I paid cash for everything. How does that benefit me? Yeah. It doesn't. Right. Because again, you have to do it the right way. You have to be consistent and diligent in paying your bills off. But that's been look how many people I've been able to help and impact because I made that change and started getting all this cash back. And it's yours to do whatever you want to with it. So, I don't know anybody that's going to be like, oh no, don't give me that. But I get it. Like he just wants people to, because so many people get so far in over their heads in debt. They're just drowning. Like they can't even get their head above water. They're so deep in it. And so his thing is more of like taking it's almost, I would say I might have been somewhat on his program, not even knowing that I was at the time when I said, I'm not going out. Yeah. I'm paying all my money that I'm making on my credit cards. I got it paid off. I did that. So it was more, it was that extreme thing too. Yeah, like that.
It's helpful for sure.
That he promotes. Yeah. So I get it. And there's nothing wrong with it to get started over. But again, like on your side, also, there needs to be another course, like, or another step to your thing. Like, okay, you're totally debt free now.
Yeah.
Okay. You're diligent in your payments. Okay. Now look at a cashback credit card. Yeah. Like make sure first thing you got to check, make sure you pay this thing off every single month before the due date, all that stuff. So, so that way you're also helping them on the other side to be, what I like to call is on the right side of interest. Mm-hmm. You want to, in interest, like people, 99% of the people out there probably think the word interest, they think of it in a negative way. Right. They're like, because you hear they hear the word and they're like, I'm having to pay interest on something. Yeah. They don't ever see it as I'm getting paid interest. Like, so they're like, I hate interest. Yeah. Like, and that was me for so long too. I'm like, I hate interest because I don't want to pay it. Like, but now once you get on the other side of interest, you're like, this is awesome.
Right.
Like, free money. Like, pay me more interest. Like, instead of 1.5%, like I want to get 2.62.
Yeah.
Give me all the percentages now.
Right.
So yeah, being on the right side of it's a big deal.
Okay. So as a quick recap for 2023, you've made $250,000 in cash back, and that's literally interest free. You have not paid not one dime in interest last year, just from paying your bills.
In the past 10 years,
past 10 years, there you go.
So I also want to add, like, in this, because I know a lot of probably people that are into business as well might be listening to this. So yeah. Something that I learned this year, and I'm always sharing this stuff on my Facebook and everything too, but I haven't made a post about this because I like to think about what I'm saying a lot of times before I say it. But when I purchased my home, I was like, again, like, I hate owing people money. Like, I want to purchase this house. And it was like, I had to put $200,000 down or whatever it was.
Right.
But I'm like, man, I'm going to pay this thing off because I don't want to. But I got a pretty good interest rate at the time. It was right before they started going up. Yeah, I think I got 3.4% or something like that.
Yeah, you're nowhere going to get that right now.
Right. So anyway, I got it, and then it was like we had a bunch of money out in product and stuff, and I didn't have the cash reserve to pay it off. So I'm like, okay, let me do some stuff in the business, and then once I start getting money back, I'll start paying it down. So I was going to go pay $150,000 on like whatever I had like left, start paying it off. And I was talking to one of my friends, and he's more of a utilizing debt person to like do business or whatever it is. Some people don't care about debt, or even being on the quote unquote bad side of
right.
it. So I was like, yeah, and I made the whole post like, if I pay this this mortgage back the way that it's structured, I'll end up paying, I don't know what it was, $400,000 in interest on this million-dollar house or whatever. And I'm like, that's so crazy to me. Because, again, my mindset is like, I don't want to pay nobody no interest. Right. Like, if I pay it off this year, it'll cost me $30,000 or whatever it is versus $400,000. So I'm like, hell yeah, I'm going to be paying it off. All and right. then, anyway, so a way that I grew this year is if you are in business, the money that you can use and leverage to your home can be quote unquote cheap to right. use to build, like to get products going. Yep. And you can be flipping these products and making 30% or 50%, 100%, just depending on what it is. So I'm like, man, I'd be in my situation of, I'd be stupid to pay my house off. Like, right. because I'm like, I can use that money, and over the course of however long that mortgage is, I keep flipping it over right. and making 50% on it. Why would you do that? But Jonathan, a long time ago, would be like, oh yeah, pay that off, man. You don't want to owe nobody, 3% interest on
right.
that.
I mean, just a year and a half alone of cash back that you earn from Down for Sound. I mean, that covers the interest you would have paid over, 15 or 30, whatever years, terms you selected. That would have paid for it right there. I mean, man, that's crazy to look at it. Another thing, and you probably get this too, if you post something in relates to your cash back on Facebook, or you show your credit card, benefits and things like that. Everybody wants to, I guess, get the same exact credit card, which is okay. That's cool. Mm-hmm. But a lot of people don't realize credit cards are like vehicles. There's certain cars for you to go from point A to point B. There's certain cars for you to race on the racetrack. There are certain cars for you to travel, on vacation, SUVs and things like that, gas mileage, et cetera. So what I'm getting at, get a credit card that's based on your situation. For example, if you're buying a new house and you want to buy furniture for your new home, I would not get a credit card. Of course, most of them are going to have cash back, but I would not get a credit card if it doesn't offer 0% interest for 18 months, which some of them have them. So if that's your situation, get a credit card that has zero interest for the first year or two. Now, if you travel a lot, you want to get you a credit card that's going to help out maybe with some travel points, because the travel points do rank higher with a travel card versus a traditional cash back card. Mm-hmm. It just does. If you're a business owner and you just want to simply cash out at the end of the year, by all means, get a credit card that offers cash back. So a lot of people are too focused on, I want to get the same credit card as you, versus getting a credit card based on your situation, So it's the cash back card that you have with Bank of America. Is that the only one that you use for business at the moment?
Yeah, for the majority. I still have some of the other ones for backups, but and further going on the Capital One story, since I made the switch to Bank of America, they actually, they were contacting me like, hey, what happened? Like, why aren't you spending money with us anymore? And I told them like, hey, Bank of America gave me 0.62% more. Just let me know if you can match it or do better, and I'll move those spend back over to you guys. And they couldn't ever do anything with it because they just didn't find it beneficial or whatever. So they ended up reducing my credit. That's a funny story because I think I told y'all, like, but I got an email. It said, they were telling me over time, like, hey, if you don't spend with us, we're going to have to reduce your like credit, allowable credit amount or credit available amount. I'm like, okay. Yep. I mean, I'm not using it anyway. I literally just use it at Costco, maybe $500 bucks a month now or something. It's just like a very small amount. So I'm like, okay, whatever. And so I'm thinking in my head, I'm like, they're going to reduce it to $250,000 or something like that. It's a lot of debts, like possible debt for them taken off the table, so they don't have it out there. So anyway, I get an email, and at the top of the header, it says, your new credit limit has been reduced, or your credit limit has been reduced to two. And then, like, it was just you can only see a preview of it. So it had a two there. So I'm like, oh, it's 25 million. Like, I just marked it as red. I didn't read it.
Yeah.
Sorry, 250,000. Yeah, yeah. Not 25 million.
Yeah.
But anyway, so, and I since I don't charge much on that card, I may go and pay it off like once a week or something now. Right. Like, so anyway, the time goes by and I'm like, oh, I might need to go pay it. Like, I went and got gas or whatever. Mm-hmm. So I log in there and I swipe the thing down, and it goes from $1 million credit limit to 25,000.
Oh, like, man.
I was like, man, y'all salty? Like, y'all that salty that I went to Bank of America? And like,
right. So that's a wrap with Capital One for business, for, you know, your situation.
Right.
So you do good with business. How is your personal life with things? So there's going to be people who watch or listen to this episode, and many of them may say, oh, I don't have a business, so I guess credit cards isn't beneficial for me. Are you the same way with your personal life, your utility bills, your gas and your vehicles? What credit cards, or if you're using any credit cards for your personal life? So how is that going?
Yeah, so I mean, so we got a new house, like currently living in our dream home, like all these things mm-hmm. like start coming from just like products of your hard work, basically. Like, I mean, you see people with well, it's kind of hard to really nail it down because a lot of times you see people, I actually just made a post about that, like people, you see people that might be driving in a raggedy truck or whatever, you assume that they're poor, and then you see, but they actually have millions of dollars in the bank.
Right.
And then you see a person that has a new Bugatti or whatever, and you think they're rich, but they're the ones that have $3 in their bank account.
Oh, yeah, like, so, of course, see it every day.
So it's hard to, there's no way to actually know or whatever. So, anyway, we have slowly been building up like things that we think are cool or cool experiences or whatever. So, but as far as paying for stuff, anytime that I get a chance to pay it on a credit cashback credit card, I utilize that. But some things like your mortgage payment or stuff like that is auto deducted, like ACH or whatever it is. Mm-hmm. So, but anything that I can utilize a credit card, like I'm all about it.
Use that to the max on both sides, personal and business.
No doubt. I mean, that's how you can, again, like, the biggest thing is just getting started. Like, from this day forward, like, if you start earning 2.62% and you end up spending over your lifetime, you spend $1 million on your credit card. Like, that's 26,200 extra in cash back that you would get that you wouldn't have gotten, but you, I mean, why would you leave it on the table? Like,
so
start now. Like, if that's it, but it's going to start out obviously really small, like, because most people spend is not way up there,
right?
But again, like, you just don't leave it on the table, it's there for you to take it, so take advantage of it.
Yep, well, that sounds good, man. I got one last question before we end this episode. Do you think it pays to have good credit?
Oh, absolutely, man. And it's definitely a huge help to make sure your credit is, you would always want to be on the side of having good credit than on the other side of it. So,
of course,
because you would never want to be on the side of, like, your customers used to be like, crap, I can't get my dream car. I can't get approved for the house. Or it's the people that don't have good credit are always in the hardships. Right. Like they're like, I couldn't, and then they'll use it as a victim type of mentality. Oh, I couldn't start my business because right. I couldn't get approved for the business loan. Like, exactly. So anything that you think, like anything in the future that's waiting on you to do or take advantage of it, you would definitely rather go into it of the problem of having too much credit, too much good credit, than not having enough, because the problem's going to be you not having good credit.
That's so it.
Definitely pays to have good credit.
Man, I love that explanation, man. And I want to thank you for sitting down and taking the time to do this episode for me. And man, I've even learned, I knew most of the answers already. Of course, the questions are mainly for both of our audience, but mm-hmm. man, just sitting down and just listening, I'm like, man, I love that story and how things started from initially when I planned this podcast. You know, I just assumed that you were just a Mississippi boy. You didn't use credit at all until a few years into Down for Sound. I never knew you were on the bad side of credit at one point. So man, I've learned some things that I didn't even know, but like I said, man, thank you so much for sitting down, and I very, you know, appreciate you for, you know, doing this episode for me.
Yeah, it's my pleasure. I've enjoyed it for sure.
All right, appreciate it, man.
Yep.
If you improve your lifestyle by having good credit, reach out to us and tell us your story.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.